fuck off, Craig.
She's going to fuck right off.
How do we get rid of him?
Probably won't fucking leave now, will he?
Oh, God. He's always...
He's got the right
Late
Mardi
to the
on.
Party, overstays his welcome. I've met many people like him before. Hey everybody, and welcome to the Seal Podcast, episode number 57 for November, somewhere a week into November. And what a November it's been. It's very good to be back after our week off. My name is Fraser. I'm joined on my left by Dave.
Hello.
And on my right by Neil.
Hello, pardon me.
More tea, Vicar.
No thanks, I've been stuffing tarts all day.
We don't have a guest this week. We unanimously decided that we had a couple of weeks off, and then there was enough for us to be getting on with, so there was no need for us to do that. You just got us this week, which will be nice, I'm sure. Everyone all right?
Not too bad.
Yeah, not bad, not bad.
Good. All right. Good.
Oh, yeah.
Try not to doom scroll it permanently on Twitter.
Yeah.
But there you go.
Or news.
Said about that the better.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Well, like I say, like there's a lot going on right now, and I'm sure that enough people will cover it if you want to go find out about it and all that sort of stuff. Yes. Let's not sully this podcast with nonsense. Yeah. So we had a couple of weeks off, and obviously, there might be a couple of things for us to talk about, but I think we're just going to get stuck straight into the intros and shout-outs, if that's okay with you guys.
There's a bit of chunk to get through by the look of it. So.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, there is. There's a good chunk coming at the end, so we'll we'll run through these anyway and see how we go. So first tweet we got from Matt, friend of the show, Matt. He says, this week I've started on Dishonored on Xbox and loved it. Have you guys started on any of your pile of shame recently?
No.
I keep adding to mine.
Yeah.
Thanks to Game Pass.
Yeah, does
I don't
Game
know if
Pass
that really counts?
Yeah, I don't know if that.
I don't think it counts. Free games
definitely
don't count.
Definitely adding to my consumption of hard drive. That's definitely a thing.
I think my version of Pile of Shame is you've spent like a good amount of money, like 20-30 quid more on either a physical disc or on a specific purchase on a store, and you haven't put more than an hour into it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I mean,
still,
if you put out
Humble Bundle games that need claiming at the end of this show notes, but
I think if you've put an hour into it and you've stopped playing it, you've stopped playing it for a reason, and you can discard it from your pile of shame because you're not playing it because either you don't like it or it's janky or it's just not a good game.
You just wasted your money.
You've just wasted your money. But that's kind of like you've played it, you've got your enjoyment out of it, whatever enjoyment you had. But I wouldn't say it's a pile of shame. I think it's just a game that you bought that you didn't like. I think a game on the pile of shame is something that you've actively not picked up, not you've bought.
You actually might want to play.
Yeah, exactly.
Not a pile of shit, which you just described when you've played it.
Yeah, and it's just gone, nah, that's not for me.
If you've made a final judgment on it and gone, no, categorically no. Yeah.
But some people class it as you haven't completed it. And
those days are over. I haven't got time for that. I did a massive push on a pile of shame 1 year. I don't know if any of you remember, but the OC podcast had a big push on the pile of shame, and I really went for it. I think I cleared off like 25 games or something off a pile of shame. And it was really worth doing. I have to admit, it was one of my one of the best gaming experiences, because I went back to games that I really didn't want to play and found and then scratched the surface a bit more and found out that there were gems underneath and really enjoyed them. And I can't remember any specific examples, but
genital jousting.
Truth. It's the truth, honest. Shower with your dad simulator. So I think, Dave, you're right. I think you can be wrong, though, at the same time a little bit, because some games are very subjective depending on when you play them, I think. I'm finding that a lot more, that I'm just not in the mood for certain types of games. Well, maybe not just finding that out, but I think it's very possible to play a game for a while, not really be into it, and then play it at another time and definitely be into it. So
okay, yeah, because I know sometimes you play games with certain expectations, you know, whether it be hype or you know, the reviews, or you know, peer pressure, people talking about it, and you go into games, or even, you know, not only games, but you go into it with a certain expectation of what it's going to be like, and it doesn't meet that expectation, so it's kind of a downer. But if you go into it with no expectations, then you do find the fun. But I'm far too busy nowadays.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I did do something this week which is approaching a pile of shame.
Right.
Because I did turn on my PS4 for the first time in fuck knows how long.
You never talk about your PS4.
No. Right.
And I turned it on, and guess what? You'll never guess what it did.
Massive update.
It wasn't massive, to be fair, but yeah, I did have to do an update and then update every single game that was installed virtually.
What made you go back to that then?
I spied that you could remote play your PS4 from your PC, and I was like, oh, maybe I'll actually fucking get around to it if I did that. So I'm going to set that up. And yes, fucking shit, isn't it?
It's not very good.
It doesn't fucking work at all. It's like, my PS4 is on Wi-Fi. And it is in the same room as my PC and the Wi-Fi point. And Rita. It just didn't fucking work.
Yeah.
It's just like this shit. Uh-huh. So I don't know why. Maybe it's on a shelf underneath a TV and a soundbar, or a big, not really, it's a bit bigger than a soundbar. I don't know what you call it. It's like fucking massive, but I don't know if there's interference.
Soundbar.
It's not as Windows, not as good as Windows Game Bar.
Was there any particular game that you was looking at?
No, I was like, fuck, I've had all the big games.
He's having a fiddle, isn't he? That's what he's doing.
Exactly. It was a techie thing. It was see if that works, but no, didn't fucking work. So I've charged my PS4 controllers at least. I'll tell you what made me start. Another thing that made me start on it is the fucking rubber grip came off. Practically half of the rubber grip came off my Xbox Elite controller.
Oh, that's lame.
So I was like, oh, maybe I'll just dig out my DualShock 4 and play with one of those for a while.
Can you not just glue that back on?
Well, yeah, but it's never the same. It's just fucking, I don't know what happens when it disconnects, but it like expands to double the size of it was when it was attached. I was like, what the fuck's going on there? So yeah, I went to use my DualShock 4. Obviously they were flat as a pancake, so when I plugged it into my PC, it just doesn't fucking work on Epic stuff, which is what I was playing.
Nope.
And I was like, what fucking bloke. So I was like, then I noticed this remote play thing, and that didn't work either. So I've charged both my DualShocks at least since plugging them both into my PS4. But yeah, I've like got Spider-Man, God of War, and fucking Horizon Zero Dawn and Bloodborne. I've got all of like, apart from the anything up to Spider-Man, I've got basically the big ones.
Right.
And so I didn't buy it. Basically, I ain't got Last of Us 2. And Days Gone, I don't classify as a big one.
Not a lot of people rate it, though.
Yeah, a lot of people rate it, but it's not like a big one that I think, you know, you should really have a go at. Like, it's like your Last of Us 2s and, you know, like I say, Spider-Man and God of War. They're like proper blockbusters, yeah, aren't they, really?
If you got a PlayStation, you should, yeah, should have
sort of must have games for, yeah, your PlayStation. So
yeah, I'll be going back to those at some point when I pick up a PS4.
Yeah,
so
that's my West, where my big pile of shame is, definitely on my PS4. Is basically everything that I've ever bought on PS4 and not played. So I did pick them all up quite cheap, though. That's why I've got them. It's like, oh, yeah, Spider-Man. Oh, yeah, it's like 15 quid or whatever.
Mm. And, oh, you do get a lot of game out of it for what it is.
Yeah, I played Spider-Man, but I got a bit bored after a while. But...
Okay. All right. Thanks, Matt. Hopefully that gives you a rough idea of where we are with that. Jay has sent us in a tweet. I've been almost exclusively using Steam for my PC gaming until I discovered Epic and Ubisoft's own store. What am I missing? Is there a PC gaming store that I haven't mentioned which is worth checking out? By the way, thank you for all the PC building advice you've given me. You're more than welcome.
Indeed.
It's our pleasure. It really is. I love talking about that sort of stuff.
Oh yeah,
I've really enjoyed it,
especially when it goes well for someone.
Yeah. So thanks for giving that.
In spite of all our advice and opinions on it.
Yeah, thanks for giving us the chance to comment on it. We appreciate that, taking the time to talk to us. I think you've got, you know, pretty much some bases covered there. But the only thing I would say is, you know, what's interesting is with something like Valorant. Like, that doesn't go through any of those. Mm, that's the big thing we're sort of playing right now. Or my kids play Roblox, which goes through its own thing as well. Yep. So I guess in response to that, the only thing I would say is just be very aware of just pigeonholing yourself to everything in there. Because, like, I'm not really using them right now. So
I haven't played a game. Oh, actually, that's a lie. I have played a game on Steam recently. But, yeah, Steam was PC gaming, commas, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And now... You know, there's just absolutely shitloads of places. Well, that's kind of the joy of it, if you like.
There is two. There's Battle.net, which has Call of Duty.
But that's all the Blizzard games, like Hearthstone,
World of Warcraft, Overwatch, Diablo, StarCraft,
Hearthstone.
Hearthstone. You weren't listening.
Right. Yeah, say it twice. It's quite good, actually, as a card game.
Yeah, it's free, at least.
And it's free, yeah.
Origin is the EA stuff.
Yeah, that was the other one.
I've got another couple.
Ooh, go on.
GOG, Good Old Games, which is the CD Projekt Red people. They have their own store, which you can download. What do you call it for? I don't know what it's called. What are they called? Like storefront? I don't know.
Yeah.
More than just a storefront. It's got all of the friends and shit like that you can add on GOG. GOG will actually let you connect all of your other... Well, not all of them. A load of the other accounts, so you could just go into GOG and see who's on your Xbox or PlayStation.
Oh, that's good.
Or Steam and Epic, and it links to loads of accounts, but I don't really use it, so... if you've got Twitch Prime, what do you call it? Amazon Prime. You can get those freebies from Amazon Games.
Yeah.
They've got like their own little launcher with.
They really pushed that a while ago, didn't they? But
yeah, there's a fucking. I've got ridiculous amounts of free games off of Amazon Games, but I don't think I've played a couple, not many. Ain't got many installed, but they have like a lot of the indie stuff that goes for free on there.
I've got Rockstar, one that was missed.
Got their own one now. You have to install a Rockstar one if you've got a like GTA or whatever now. But you can buy stuff through there as well. But it's only Rockstar stuff, obviously.
Yeah, I guess maybe the right one for Valorant is Riot, right? So same as League of Legends.
Oh yeah.
And then don't forget Xbox.
Yeah.
Yes.
Xbox Game Pass, yeah.
Ultimate.
Old PC.
No shortage, yeah.
I just thought of one then. Fuck. I think Uplay might be the only other one there is.
That's Ubisoft.
No, he said the Ubisoft is there. Yeah. Was Uplay, wasn't it? Fuck.
Come on, Sam. Hello. You can
it's
do it.
It's not. No, it's gone.
Pirate Bay. Oh, sorry,
no. It's like the itch.io stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Itch.io, you can pick up a load of shit on it. There's fucking loads of third-party places to buy codes from, though. So that's ridiculous. If that is there any deal.com will tell you a load of places you can buy stuff, but usually they're keys for a Steam or a Epic or but it will link you to other places like Green Man Gaming where you buy keys and stuff. So.
Yeah, I use that website quite a lot now if I need to buy something to find out. Usually just to find, and that's is there a deal? Is there any deal?
It would also tell you when the cheapest price it's ever been.
Yeah, it gives you a rough idea of like where the best it's ever been. So I was buying something this week and I could see that the sale price right now was the best it's ever been. So I was like, okay, well, I'm not going to hold out then for now or go looking too hard. So so there's lots out there.
There is indeed.
Thanks, Jay. MS Rangers says you live on a deserted island, but luckily for you, Just Eat pop by once a week. What's that? Is that like some delivery service? Like
it's like Uber Eats.
Yeah. Okay.
But luckily Just Eat pop by once a week with a delivery for you. The thing is, there's only one shop that offers takeaway. What takeaway would you eat every day Saturday without getting bored? For me, curry, lamb Rogan Josh, pilau rice, yogurt, and a naan bread.
That does sound good.
Cool, mate. I'll take that. Thanks very much.
He did say, P.S., you can't pick pizza.
Fair enough.
Which is a bummer.
I'd take a curry once a week over a pizza once a week.
I don't know. Chinese is my favorite. What would I get? I'd get Chinese chicken curry, chicken balls with curry sauce, not sweet and sour sauce. I don't like sweet and sour sauce.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Nice. I'd get egg fried rice, probably chicken chow mein, and some prawn crackers.
That's quite a lot.
You're
getting enough takeaway on a Saturday to last.
He's a big lad, is our Dave.
That is enough to get me halfway through Saturday. Sunday, the next day. Yeah.
We had, well, the fam had Chinese. I can't eat Chinese.
It's what, too greasy?
No, I have a thing where I have a definite allergy to one thing. But when I eat Chinese food, something in something
doesn't agree.
Makes me not, doesn't, like, it's proper like, yeah, my chest hurts and I can't breathe properly. So I'm going to stop eating that now and take some Piriton.
Okay.
And hopefully it doesn't get any worse.
Like the nuts in there or something?
Yeah, well, I'm not allergic to peanuts. I can eat peanuts all day long. So
sesame seeds?
I don't think it's sesame seeds, but I have stopped eating prawn toast because there is a lot of sesame seeds on those. And I'm like, So poppy seeds is the thing. So it could be a seed of some description or something in some of the oils. I don't know. But yeah, I've basically given up Chinese.
Yeah, that's a shame.
Because I'm not a fan of feeling like I'm going to die. So
yes, that's preferable.
Yeah, so today they got Chinese and I had a chip and I was like, I'm not having curry sauce. And I had a duck pancake.
Oof.
And then went, no, I don't really want to risk anything else. So I did have a spare rib as well. That was quite nice. So I've basically given up Chinese.
And some noodles.
No, I didn't eat any noodles. Anything they've cooked in like oil, I'm a bit like,
Were they dry spare ribs or were they in sauce? Oh, they're
right, gorgeous. It was like dry.
Did you get a nice meaty one, not just the gristly one? Yeah,
that was good.
That's the one thing I miss over here. Man.
78 quid our Chinese was.
Oof, when was that, bloody hell!
Yeah,
for a family of four.
Yeah, considering I didn't actually order anything.
Holy smokes.
I've done that. I've ordered for me, the missus, and Bella. Bearing in mind, the missus doesn't actually eat anything. Chinese because she doesn't want to get prawned. I've spent about 55-60.
Nice.
Yeah, basically for two. Yeah, they were rattling off the menu tonight, just the prices. And it was like £9.50. I was like, what? And it was like £8.80, £7 this. I was like, what the fuck? How much is that? I was like, what are you ordering? But yeah.
She turned around and said, all of it.
Yeah, I definitely eat a curry, but I was a bit like, you know what, I haven't had for ages. I do kind of enjoy it. It's a bit dirty. My chicken shish kebabs. I fucking love chicken shish kebabs.
Okay.
But I don't know if I could eat a curry every week, if that's the thing.
Okay, can we stop talking about food, please?
Have to be the best. Have to be the best curry ever to eat one every week.
Okay, that's enough food. Thank you for that. Stuart Cullen, friend of the show, says, with Ubisoft announcing Uplay Plus, a game subscription service that will expand to Luna and Stadia, they're asking $14.99 per month on top of your standard sub. Oh, is asking $14.99 per month on top of your standard sub a step too far to play Assassin's Creed and Watch Dogs, or could it save Stadia? Could it?
Is a standard sub?
It's not going to save Stadia, is it?
Oh, do you know, I heard someone else talking about Stadia.
No.
It was the veteran gamers, weren't it? They was talking about Stadia. It's catching.
This week?
Yeah, I think so. Because Chinny had one, didn't he? I think he's still got one. But
oh, yeah. Didn't we ask him about that?
Probably. We have to talk about it every week with someone, so.
Yay, new person. What do you think about Stadia?
Thing with the Stadia, I guess you don't have to pay the sub, do you?
That's what I was thinking. So I suppose if you're paying for the Uplay Plus and
Ubisoft Plus.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Uplay anymore, isn't it? I didn't think it was called Ubisoft. It's Kinect now.
The other way. Oh god, I don't know.
if you're paying that sub anyway, and you have a device that can use like Stadia, the Stadia platform, and you can play the game, and maybe there's cross saves.
$15 a month is too much to play all the Ubisoft games in its on its own. I'm sorry, that's just fucking ridiculous. I mean.
Unless you buy it for 1 month and you play the
But then you're
game.
Not going to complete an Assassin's Creed game in 1 month. You want to kill yourself. It's just like fucking hundreds of hours now.
They're either got to be attracting people who don't have consoles or PCs, or they're done, right? I mean, anyone who's got a PlayStation or an Xbox, you know, or is a big gamer on PC or whatever, they're not. It's not going to happen, is it? So could it save Stadia? I just don't see it. Why won't it die? Please.
Maybe it will. It is Google after all.
Stop. Next.
This is you, Fred. Next.
Okay.
take a big drink of water.
Stuart, don't stop. I have no Stadia love today, though, so sorry, dude. But thank you anyway. Love you long time. Marcanix sent us an email. Okay, this one's a long one, so we're going to get stuck in here, right? This is.
Are you going to rattle this off, and we'll sort of break it down afterwards, or
yeah, I'm going to pick it into sections and just try and do it as we go. Because there's too much data there. All right, so strap yourselves in. This is totally PC related. If it's not your cup of tea, probably just fast forward 10 minutes because this is where this is going, okay? So here we go. Not that I'm encouraging you to go past anything from Arcanics. Lovely man. So he says, hey, SEAL Team 5.9. So apologies for such a delay in updating you guys, but real life stuff kind of took over and 2020 tried to take an even bigger dump on me, but I'm still here. We're glad you're still here, Mark.
Yes.
About 6 weeks ago, I replaced my GTX 1050 Ti for a 1616 Super.
Nice. Fine.
Made quite a difference to my games, especially GTA 5M, for which I RP role. So he's playing GTA 5M, which is a Grand Theft Auto role playing. Rest of the PC.
Oh, there we go. Now it's recording. Apparently.
Okay, now I have a message. All right. Okay, let's just carry on and see.
Cool.
Where was I? Oh god.
So you bought an off AMR a gigabyte, blah blah
okay.
blah.
All right, so sorry, we just lost our recorder. So anyway, so Mark said he bought a gigabyte GA Z270X motherboard and a master cooler, CPU, water cooler. And this replaces old stuff, which was the 787M motherboard, i5 4500. With usual coolers and fans. To go with my new motherboard and CPU, he bought a 512 gig M2 SSD drive,
Very nice.
2 terabyte, a WD 2 terabyte SSD. Yeah, okay. Like a standard SSD. Mm-hmm. Two terabyte easy. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
And he's reusing a 512 gig SSD he has. He's got, like an i5-4500. It's not bad, is it?
Mm-hmm. That was the old one.
Okay.
The i7-7700 is still all right.
Yeah. I waited until the Sunday to install all of my new kit. It seemed to go well, and it fired up straight away. I put the Windows 10 boot stick in, and Windows installed very quickly. Windows was up and running in no time. So, of course, being hooked on GTA role-playing, thanks, Sean, I immediately installed GTA 5 and 5M. When I ran the game, it loaded up, and then boom, PC restarted.
No.
I was like, what the fuck, man? Waited for PC restarted. FML. So after a bit of research and messages to Amar, well, I'm going to end up reading this whole thing anyway. So after a bit of research and messages to Amar, who has been super helpful, we concluded my old Corsair VS550 power supply wasn't up to the job with the new hardware. 80 plus gold PSU.
Mum.
But I had to go to Milton Keynes on a training course all week. Bummer. Oh, as soon as I got home.
Yeah, no,
I haven't lived there.
You should have gone to visit Neil. Should have just dropped off all the PC stuff with Neil.
Sort us out.
As soon as I got home Friday night, I replaced the power supply. That's a 5-minute job. Is it 5-minute job? Yeah, it could stretch out to be quite a bit.
Depends if you want to do your nice cabling with your new power supply cables.
Every job starts out as a nice 5-minute job and isn't at all.
Yeah, if you just jam it in any old way, it's a quick job.
As soon as I got home, I replaced it, fired up the PC, and tried GTA 5M. Perfect. I was over the moon. Everything is running super fast, and I'm very happy with my new setup. The 7th Gen i7 still holds up and is spot on for my needs. I was looking at getting a Ryzen 5 3600. My PC loads up mega fast. I even timed it. From pressing the power button from cold...
Everyone does the first time.
As soon as you go to that SSD magic...
Yeah.
From pressing the power button from cold to getting to the Windows login screen takes 20 seconds, 20.07 seconds. This includes the BIOS. Once the BIOS screen is gone, Windows 10 only takes 7.35 seconds to get to the login screen. Sorry, it's a bit of a War and Peace story, but not sorry. Cheers, guys. Mark.
No, glad, mate.
Yeah, sounds great.
It's a definite proud thing to cobble together stuff, yeah.
Let's just acknowledge the fact that I think that could possibly be the longest email I've ever seen since I've been podcasting. So I would like, I'd like to say, Mark, the fact that you took the time to write all that is, so sorry, Dave.
It's the worst moments when that happens, isn't it? But getting it all sorted.
Yeah. when you have bits and pieces between old and new, things like that you don't foresee happening, like I should have thought of that, and then it takes time to order it, and it comes. Phone actually is that issue that is, and you kind of the second time you're plugging it in, you're like, oh please work, and you switch it on, and it works, and it's such a good feeling. So.
I would have thought if on paper a 550 power supply would have been fine for that setup.
I don't know whether
that was like a bronze rated or whatever before. Maybe Corsairs should be pretty decent.
Obviously. It should be pretty good, but yeah, if you're...
It might have just been quite old and like not it could performing be as it was.
Yeah, that's true. Who knows? That's true. Electricity is a very fickle mistress.
But yeah, 750 watts, that should do all right for a little while.
I would have thought so, yeah. Plus it's a gold.
Unless you're going for the absolute monster stuff next time around, then.
And again, it's a perfect reason to actually buy or, you know, get the equipment that you actually want to use it for. Don't just go out and buy the biggest, latest thing because that's what everyone else is buying and that's what's there. If all Mark Alex wants to do at the moment is play GTA 5M, he's got a perfect setup. He's going to be playing that for years. What's that?
Sorry about that, Sean, on behalf of Sean.
yeah. tell us about your 5M, so your GTA roleplay.
See, Sean's been back on it again.
Well, we'll just get him on.
Yeah. Why not?
So I don't have to read a bloody email like that again.
he can read. He can type out something to read out to.
We should get Mark on. Then Mark can tell us all about that.
I do enjoy hearing about people doing the role play stuff, because it's something that I'd always like to get into, but I've tried to, and I don't know. It's just not me, but I love hearing people talk about their experiences in it. So,
but it's unless it gets weird and sexual, then it's a bit creepy.
Well, no, it's when it gets good. The other thing that I do on every time I build an NPC is do the.
Okay, let's go. Sorry, where were we?
We're talking about Borat, but.
Okay, yeah. Neil. Yes, Neil.
Neil's just. You're unpausing your.
I've unpaused.
Your recording.
Yeah, okay. Cool. This could take a lot of editing potentially. So we were talking Borat, the subsequent movie or whatever with the ridiculously long title.
So.
Yeah, I was going to say the problem with Borat.
I've never been a Borat person. No. So is this the second movie?
Yes,
you've done?
The second movie, and this is the problem. It's now everyone knows who Borat is,
right?
And recognizes Borat, and he did show this in the film, like spoiler. But it was like loads of people going, "Oh, Borat, high five," and all that sort of shit. It's like, this is why the movie had to be kind of the way it is, I guess. Which has basically not got Borat in.
Oh, okay. Right.
It's got him in, but he's not doing any of the pranking.
Right, okay.
It's Borat dressed up as other people.
Mm-hmm.
Which is basically him doing other people.
Yeah.
So I watched a bit of it. I watched the start of it. It was just brutally funny at the start. I was in hysterics. And then I got my laugh from Borat. And I came back and I just couldn't watch the rest of it. I was just like, I can't be bothered.
It is a strange film.
I don't know. Like I have time for Borat. I'm a big Borat fan. I don't have time for 2 hours of Borat, I don't think. You know? So I might go back to it and just chip away at it here and there.
There was definitely funny bits in it, but like I say, the problem is now everyone knows who Borat is. So you can't be as funny or as sort of, you know, he can't suck people in like he used to.
Yeah.
In the first, when he was young and new. So.
That's 14 years or something since the first one, so.
Yeah.
So has Borat done anything else apart from the first movie?
Well, he was in a TV show,
Was he doing TV shows?
He was in one of his. I think he did a bit. That's where he first came, was some of the TV stuff. But
right, okay. Because like from my perspective, considering like I don't follow or I haven't seen the first film, I saw bits of the first film. I'd hate cringe comedy. Like,
well, you wouldn't like that then.
No, I absolutely hate it, and that's why I've never watched anything. But like. Everybody knows who Borat is. Borat is like, well, in my circles, it's Borat. You know, he is who he is. His fucking, what's it called? His bright yellow mankini.
Yeah.
It's like a cultural icon, isn't it now?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
But like the advert. From what I've seen, depicts him basically going across America and taking the piss out of the Trumpites.
Pretty much.
But you're saying he's not actually in it that much?
Well, it's weird.
No, he is. So. There's a running story. He's in it. But the problem is he has to go basically here. This is what. So he goes, has to go back to America. He gets sent to go back to America for some reason, right? And then he arranged. Oh. He's been punished, or he's already been in the gulag.
He's been in the gulag. Story, he gets imprisoned for bringing shame upon Kazakhstan, doesn't he? Because of the first film, and then they go release him because they've got to give him a mission to basically
go back and sort it out,
win back the sort of trust. And they're jealous because I can't remember exactly. It's one something fucking stupid, but the guy who runs Kazakhstan's pissed off because other people are getting in with Trump or whatever, and they're not sort of
right. Okay.
Something bullshit like that. Anyway, so there's a very
he's going to take the Minister of Culture over, right, to go meet with Mike Pence. Wasn't that what it was, or something like that? And the Minister of Culture is a monkey.
Yeah.
So anyway, he goes to greet the crate. This crate gets sent over with the monkey in, who's the Minister of Culture or whatever like that. But it turns out to be his daughter who's in the crate, who escaped. I'm in the easy shit.
Spoilers.
Okay. Sorry. I'll beep that out. And so there's an overarching story, whatever it may be, of him trying. But it's him and his daughter running wild across America, whoever this. And this actress, I looked her up. She's very, very well, highly regarded. Apparently, she's like the star of the show.
Yeah.
You know,
she's doing all the hard work at the end of the day. She basically has to do the Borat job, all that sort of thing. So,
right, okay.
Of bringing people out to make themselves look extremely stupid, kind of thing.
I have seen like a few stories where, not communities, but organizations have been donated money by the film company because they've put them in a bad light.
Okay, right. Just to give you an update, we're trying to get through this show. We have some real trouble with our recording software. We've had many, 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 many episodes where it's been hassle-free, so let's just accept the fact that it's a fucking nightmare tonight and let's crack on with it, right? So anyway, Craig shit the bed. Now we're recording on OBS, and you may notice audio quality changes, good or bad, I don't know. We're going to find out when we put it together. So apologies. We were talking about Borat. Are we done with Borat? Borat is Borat.
Borat was okay. It wasn't as good as old Borat. So, right. Anyway, moving on. I did watch another thing, which I thought was quite good. Been loads of talk around that Phasmophobia game. Bit spooky, ghosty thing. Yeah. Seeing loads of people playing that, talking about it.
Yep.
Well, I watched a program on the Amazon Prime called Truth Seekers, which started off kind of similar, like ghost hunter type thing. It was pretty funny. It's got Nick Frost in it. It's got Simon Pegg in it. It's got...
Oh, yeah, I saw the ad for this.
Malcolm McDowell is fucking hilarious in it. It's good, in my opinion. It was funny. If you like the Simon Pegg and Nick Frost shit, like Shaun of the Dead and Top Fuzz and all that, then, and their older stuff probably. It's
Top
like
Fuzz.
Hot Fuzz.
Hot Fuzz.
Did I say Top Fuzz or Hot Fuzz?
You did, yeah.
Did
I thought you did.
Yeah, so it was funny and it was pretty good. All about like I say, ghosties and shit. Pretty funny. A little bit spooky for Halloweeny, but that's going to pass now, obviously. But yeah, I managed to watch, it was 8 episodes and they were like 28, 30 minutes long each, so I banged it out in a couple of days.
Oh, nice. Okay, you binged it.
Yeah.
Was it, what is it, a 12 or a
15? It's definitely got some naughty words in. I don't think it's a 12. Right. It's not got loads of it in there. I think it might have a C-bomb in there, which makes it a 15 or an 18 immediately.
Okay.
But yeah,
I was wondering whether I could watch it with my 10-year-old daughter. She watches 12s, but
well, yeah,
you're trying to avoid the C-bombs at that age, aren't you?
Yeah,
I can't remember, but I'm pretty sure there was one in there at one point. Check all the old parent guide websites, and it'll tell you. Give you all the massive spoilers about everything that happens in the whole show, and tell you if there's any swearing as well. So yeah, have a watch that if you're into that sort of stuff. And I just want to say shout out to Pilch and Lord, who've tuned in a couple of times on my Twitch streams, said hello, and I managed to see that someone said hello and said hello back stuff. So I hope it wasn't too boring.
Hey, no, you've got some news about your Twitch streaming.
Well, that went a bit crazy at one day. I don't know what was going on. I think Lord was there. I was playing one of the games I'm going to talk about. But I think Lord said hello, and I said hello. And then I was flicking around. So I've now got my Amazon Fire HD 10 as my like chat monitor, which I was keeping an eye on. And I can't remember what happened, but at one point I needed to switch around something, and I flicked across from my chat window into some other part of Twitch, and it said there were 776 viewers. And I was like, that can't be fucking right. That must be like the amount of people watching this game on Twitch in total. And then just fucking went back. And because there's no one chatting or anything like that. It was just, well, say chat. Lord had said hello or whatever. And then once I'd finished my stream and said goodbye and all that, I'll get you summary. And it said I had 3,000 views. I was like, what the fuck? and at one point there were 1,300 people watching. I was like, well, they never fucking said nothing, did they? The cheeky bastards. But, and I only picked up one or two followers. But some weird shit was going on because most of the views were coming from outside of Twitch. So I don't really know how that fucking works. But it registered as viewers, but only a small amount were coming from Twitch. There was more than normal, definitely.
Did it break down where outside
it was all over the place, like Czech Republic, all sorts, all of Eastern Europe. Like some of the sites were from like the Far East and India and places like I have no idea how this has gone like so crazy.
Yeah, when you'd done it, I was wondering if it was a restream, like it was a sort of a video highlight on a main page of somewhere.
Yeah, maybe.
Like you know, sometimes on the front of Twitch, you see.
Yeah, like, I think I got a few people view it from the Twitch main page.
Right,
it was odd. I don't know.
Yeah, interesting.
But yeah, bumped up my average quite a bit, let's say that. but yeah, so that was exciting.
Oh, good.
And slightly terrifying at the same time, but there you go. that's pretty much all I've done.
Okay. Dave?
Cool. So I watched, a bit late to the party on this one, Ready Player One.
It's all right.
It's a strong all right. I don't want to spoil it for anybody that hasn't watched it already. If you haven't watched it and you've got a vague interest in gaming, watch it because it will relate a little bit. But the first thing, I'll give an example of what I would do on any game. Say a 2D platformer, right? Say you got a 2D platformer and your first level, you know, the right hand side of the screen is filled with lots of different jumps and thing power ups, and you can jump anywhere where you want to go. The first thing I would do is go left because you've just got to try
every day, all day, every day. That's what gamers do, right?
Yeah.
What are they hidden off to the left?
Yeah. What can't you see? So that's my main complaint of that film. It's like, why has it taken so long for somebody to realize to go left? Anyway, right, that's that one. Other than that, the missus really liked it, actually.
I watched it in like 4DX with moving seats and shit, and that made it quite entertaining.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, there's some good sequences that'll be good for that. I've been plugging at it for about 2 months probably. When you first sort of mentioned the Microsoft reward points, I finally hit my milestone to actually get a month's free Xbox
PC or Ultimate.
The PC, yeah. Nice. PC, I don't know. One of them. It was like 12,000.
12,000 is ultimate for a month.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I finally got that. Oh, yeah. It felt like a bit of a slog.
do you know what? I was really annoyed the other day. It was yesterday, I've been doing the dailies, and I was on a 90-odd-day streak. And then I went. I was just logging in, and I was like, oh, shit. Oh, fuck. And then Mrs. was like, what's happened? I was like, nothing. It's really not important. It's really not that major. She was like, oh, but you sound really pissed off. I was like, yeah, I am a little bit pissed off, but it's really not that big a deal. I fucking missed the day on the Microsoft rewards. I was well annoyed. I was like, fuck. I had to start all over again. It was just like that, seeing that 0-day streak. I was like, fucking believe it.
I think I got the most I got is like 14 or 15. And then, unfortunately, on my work computer, I can't install plugins for Chrome.
You might install another browser.
No.
Hmm.
No.
Is that what you've been doing your searches on your work PC?
Might have done. the other bits, some of the stuff is blocked through my work stuff, so, and unfortunately I can't switch off a VPN on my work computer. Uh-huh. So yeah, bit of annoying, so I've got to remember to switch on my computer and do the bits.
But... download Bing app for your phone. Do it all on mobile.
I got there. I hit the milestone. I've got a month. I've got a month in the bag now, so I can.
That's all right. That's not taking that long, actually. Really. You've been doing all the searches then, because I don't normally bother with the searches every day. I just do the like questy things. Do the quiz.
Yeah. I go through them first, and then literally, I run my mouse across. I've run my finger across the keyboard and hit enter, and then do it, like click on the search bar and do it again.
Some people have said that you need to be careful about what you search for, because if you don't do legit searches, you can get banned from Microsoft Rewards. Wow.
Oh,
I think rolling my hand over the keyboard and hit return is a perfectly good search.
Mm.
Sometimes I randomly find stuff. Just embedded code in websites. I have random keys. I don't know, really weird. It's like it's really weird when you find one website specifically dedicated to EFDGQPO, and it's like, do I click on that?
No, I didn't know that was a thing.
Click on that. I was quite proud of myself at the weekend. I brought a LED light for the outside.
Nice.
I had to wire it up to a plug because I've got an outside plug that's all insulated, and you kind of put the plug in and you put the cover over and it all, mm-hmm. you know, doesn't get wet or cold or anything in. So I had to wire up the LED.
Bless you, Dave. Doesn't get cold.
Doesn't get frozen. Doesn't get frozen.
I don't think that cares either, right?
Or frost damage.
Just don't let them get wet.
Yeah. Doesn't get frost damage. So I had to...
Just take it and make a tea.
That might get it wet, to be honest.
Put a little heat pad over it.
Yeah. Oh, now you're wet.
Where's this going? I'm slightly concerned about this, where this might be heading. It's wet. Oh, you need to take that off now, do you?
But yeah, no, I bought an LED light, outside light, so I fixed it to the wall. I bought some flex, but what I didn't realise, if anyone's thinking of doing this, is with LED lights, there's no heat generated, so you don't actually need a 3-core. You don't need earth. Really? You just need a 2-core flex wire. Mm. So I spent like £1 more. Fraser's not sure about that one.
Well, I'm not quite sure why you're saying you don't need an earth.
You don't need earth because there's when you're doing lights that need that generate heat, that excess energy that's generated is normally earthed back, but with LEDs there's no heat generation, so there's no basically waste electricity. That's what I read. And there's definitely...
Where did this floodlight come from?
Binky?
I don't know, man. I've been in the game for a long time, and I'm not an electric expert by any means, but I have never heard of heat and earth being related.
Okay. everything that I've read about is saying anything that generates waste heat is normally earthed.
Okay, all right. I'm not going to challenge it because I'm old enough now to know as well that I could be completely wrong. Right? So I'm very careful tiptoeing around these things. I think I might have to go and investigate that, or and learn, right? And learn. Oh, I may be wrong.
But the thing is LEDs don't need an earth for whatever reason. It could be.
I'm happy about that. Well.
So I bought a 3-core flex because I, you know.
So was there nowhere to attach an earth cable on the LED end, basically?
No, no. There you go. So on the inside, there was two wires coming from it, a live and a neutral. And it even had a electricity sort of, I don't know what, the connectors that you strip the wire and you screw them in. And there was only two of them.
Terminal blocks,
there you go. Nice. There's only two of them. So it's literally only two places where I could. I did wire the plug up with the earth in the socket, but I just cut it off at the end.
Okay.
Because I had to wire the plug in with it on anyway, just in case I used it for something else. But yeah, I did that. I stripped all the wires.
So it's a plug-in. Like, are you literally like a 13 amp plug on the end of it? You've had to plug in the wall.
Yeah, 13 amp plug. Yeah, worked fine. Absolutely fine. Like, you were supposed to wire it into the mains.
But I'll say, normally, don't you wire them into like the lighting circuit, which is usually separate from the.
Yeah. No, plugs. Don't need to. No, it works. Mm. Yeah, I think you can go as low as 3 amp on the one that I got. Cause
Be many amps, it's LED.
No, it's like 6. It was a 2-bulb one because it's a.
What is it, like a floodlight?
It's 2 spots.
It's like daylight now. Spots. When you turn it on, got the sun coming out.
Yeah. I initially sort of put it on where we sort of walk out and then sort of onto some garden area. And I walked out and it was being blinded. It's like 60 watt LED. I was like, that's not much.
It's a lot for an LED.
Yeah, it is. I had to sort of reposition the spots.
Pointed it at the moon. Pretty much. Just to reflect the light back off.
I just blasted it in the next door neighbor's window. There you go, you fuckers. It's really good. I was quite proud of myself, actually.
Cool. Nice, that's what counts. Yep, you got it done. Don't get yourself killed.
Yeah,
it's good.
Yeah, well, I had to do a test. This is when I had to give a house warning. Like when I first, because I thought there's no point putting the unit up on the wall and then doing the plug in and then plugging it in, realizing it's not going to work. So I thought, right, now I might as well do it just on the desk and plug it in. And then just before I plugged it in and switched it on, I thought, hang on, I just warned the missus and the electric might go off, so if there's anything you're doing that needs to be saved, it now. Yeah. I'm just going to turn the light on that I've wired in myself. There's just a flurry of activity. Right, I'm going to stop the recording on TiVo. Litlin unplugged her iPad just in case.
Disconnect any sensitive electronics, yeah.
And I plugged it in and it worked fine, but it was quite...
hang on, I've got a I might have a problem. Fucking don't know if I've been recording you lot.
God.
Take 5.
I think it is, isn't it?
I'm going to bring Craig back in too, just to see what fucking.
So he can have them worst.
If he disconnects early, I'm going to ignore him. Okay.
Yeah. All right, man.
Now recording.
Okay. All right, we're back with yet another audio screw up. So, this is where we are with it. is that we're having an absolute nightmare. It's not nightmare level of your wife having her face smashed in by the dog and all that sort of stuff we had before.
That was only one of us having a nightmare, to be fair.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
I wish you know, anyway.
She's just fine. Yep, no problem. Walking the dog, got over that, so it's all good. Thank you for asking.
Good.
So, right, the audio's... All right, so let's just... We're going to plug on, hopefully... Anyway, you don't need to worry about that. We've done the DIY talk. Let's get to the meat and potatoes of this. I want to know about Dave's next piece of news.
I've got a puppy.
Her good name to hear.
Her name is Lilo. She is a poodle Bichon Frise cross.
She looks very cute.
She's tiny, white with some blacks, with a black patch over her eye and a few black spots on her head.
And she's gorgeous.
Oh yeah, are you falling in love already?
Oh, yeah. So I've wanted a puppy for ages, like proper ages. But the missus has always been on the fence. But now I'm working from home all the time. Yeah, we've got the time and effort to put in and give her a proper sort of upbringing. And yeah, she's so nice. She's 8 weeks at, well, she's 8 weeks and 2 or 3 days old now. So yeah, we got her like literally the other day. Yeah, taking her out for wees and stuff. She goes in the garden fine to eat in. She does play a bit rough with my daughter, but I think she sees her as like another puppy that she used to play with, plays with.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I'm definitely the boss.
Yeah. Have you had a dog before?
I haven't had a dog in the family that I'm with.
Have you had a dog? Because I think that's the big thing, right, with my dog now. I mean, I grew up with dogs.
Right.
He's my dog.
Right. Yeah. No, I haven't had a dog. I've grew up with dogs. My parents had dogs all the time. My brother's 7 years older and he's had dogs like in the house, like as soon as he moved out when he was like 18, 19. But no, I've never had a dog.
Yeah, and I think that's what you're going to... I mean, obviously, the dog itself is great. I just find it fascinating. Like, you know, like you say, like with the kids, like my dog, it's been 3 years now. He's only just starting to understand that he's below the kids.
Right.
Because he's a big dog. He's still heavier than my daughter.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's taken a while, but I think he's got it now, right?
Yeah.
but they're pups, right? So they don't get it. There's lots of... weird things you're going to figure out, like where his territory is. Like that's the one thing I've learned about dogs, whether they're big or small, they're all dogs, right?
Yeah.
They have their...
Yeah, they're all pack animals, and they basically live in social bubbles, basically, of, you know, who is where. You know, you've got the big dog, which hopefully is me.
And your wife, like...
Yeah. Not so much. but then obviously there's Bella, and there's also the hamster as well.
Is the hamster above the dog at the minute then? Because it's been around
at the moment. It is like,
the dog.
the hamster, Mr. Pancake. is the hamster. that's
Did
Bella's
you name
hamster.
That then? Did you name it?
Well, we got him last Pancake. Was it Shrove Tuesday? And I, you know, being me, I was like, oh, you know, let's call him Mr. Pancakes. And Bella was like, yeah, that's a great name.
That's stupid, Daddy. That's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, my daughter would go, yeah, because we were thinking of getting a dachshund. And my...
Were you going to call him Mr. Sausage?
We were going to call him Mr. Longbutt. And it was almost an absolute given that if we got it, that was what he was going to be called.
Did you suddenly not buy that because you were going to be the one having to call his name? Like, when he's running.
I would do it, man. I would do it. Sure.
But yeah, so, but no, we got...
Wait, until some bloke walks past going, what are you calling me for?
What do you call me?
What are you on about?
But no, we got Mr. Pancake out in his hamster ball, and he was terrorizing the poor puppy, bounding into the Lilo, she was like cowering like to get away from the poor hamster that was antagonizing her. But she's proper cute. Yeah, so had a few accidents.
Early days,
Got newspaper everywhere.
No, not really. No, we did have a puppy pad out, which is basically like a sanitary towel, but a big one that you put on the floor, and you hope that.
I hope it's quite a lot bigger than a sanitary towel, to be honest.
As long as you guide the dog outside, right, they start to figure it out. The interesting thing I found about our dog is he does not like to pee or poop anywhere near the house. Like, you take him outside, he will not do anything until he's got away from the house. Like, they're very territorial. Like, he would never eat in his cage. It didn't matter what you gave him.
Right.
Like, they're still dogs and dirty or whatever like that. But it's very interesting anyway. There's lots of stuff to watch and figure out with them.
Yeah, so like I'm in the kitchen at the moment, and I work in the kitchen, and so I've got a little dog bed next to my thing, and she absolutely loves it in there. And we've also got a crate in the living room where she goes and she sleeps for the night.
Like
with a cover over it, and you know that's her. She doesn't like it. You know, we put her favorite toys in there, and she's put a blanket. We've put a blanket there that's got a scent of a mum on and stuff. Nah, she just pulls that out and brings it into the kitchen. Just wants to sit with me all the time.
Nice.
So you know, it's not bad, but she is sleeping in there because I put her in there. She does whine a bit, but again, like we've only had her two or three nights now, and yeah, it's weird, but. Yeah, no, it's going to be really good. So,
good.
Yeah.
There was a friend of mine. I was really blown away when we got our dog. I had no idea he would change our lives like he did.
Right.
And a friend of mine said, "Dogs complete family life," which always stuck with me. It's like, yeah, it's a nice little level up for the family, right?
Yeah.
I'm not saying not for everyone, but for us, it definitely was, right?
Yeah. So, I think I've always been on the sort of offense that it's nice to go for a walk, you know, to go out with the family and stuff, but there's no point in it. But if you're taking the dog for a walk,
yeah, that's
who
right.
wants to talk then, to their family on a walk.
But you know, you're at home, you're comfortable, there's food, there's tea, coffee, biscuits, iPad, internet, TV.
Why go for a walk?
Yeah, but like. The responsibility of having something to look after. Everybody in the family has a responsibility for it. That, you know, taking it for a walk is one of the responsibilities, and it's just a really, really good excuse to get out and do really nice walks and go and explore some of these places. Like we did quite a lot in lockdown one, version one. And you know, we did sort of go for walks, but the excuse was we're in lockdown, we need to go for a walk, we still need to exercise. But now we're kind of out of that into version two, and you know, we're not going to do that.
The main thing now.
Well, the Bella's still going to school. Yeah, it's shit weather. Vic's still working. I'm still working. Like, we do still need to get out of the house. Mm-hmm. So I know we can't do it straight away because we're still waiting on second injections, but going forward, it would be like, I do want a good excuse to get out, or send the missus out, or you know, do some of these nice walks around forests and stuff, because I practically live in the countryside, but I don't ever see it.
Yeah.
So
you need roads, so you get a bike, so you're always on the roads and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's it. It's
No, it's like that with our dog. We take him out, you know, he has to be walked a lot. Mm. So, you know, like I'm out walking him first thing in the morning, I walk him at night. the weekends we take him for like good 2 hour walks in the forest and stuff like that. Right. There's a lot of walking going on in my life right now. And a lot of forced getting out. Like I don't, I do not lie. I don't want to take him out a lot of the time, especially now when it's dark all the time.
Yeah, and cold. Yeah.
But if I can get my head, I have to. And then, you know, I'll take him out. And sometimes I take him out when I don't want to. And it's like suddenly I realize, hey, this isn't so bad. And then I'll just keep walking, right? I was late coming on the other day for Among Us because I forgot and got so into the dog walk. I was like, we'll keep going. You know, we'll just go a little bit further. We'll go a little bit further. So yeah, it's good. Yeah.
I was saying it's just, it's like sometimes because it's so comfortable at home, it is like, and I've said this for years with the miss and that, and it's just, it's having the responsibility of having to do it, like that gets you out, and then you're out, and you know it's great. So yeah. So yeah, that's what's happening going forward. So yeah,
nice. Okay, well we'll get weekly updates on that, and I'll be well up for that because I'm obviously a dog person. So that's good. Yeah, congratulations.
Mm-hmm. And then that's it from me.
Okay. Well, I'm going to do my general week, and I'm going to roll it into what we've been playing, because I took last week off because it was the weekend of my kids' birthdays. My son's birthday was on Friday, and my daughter's birthday was on Sunday. And therefore, if you're a clever bastard, you can work out from that when my birthday is. Hey? You know what I'm saying?
9 months previous to that.
So... regardless, it was a mental weekend, but it was a really odd one because they didn't have birthday parties like they do every year. Like every year we take them somewhere with their friends. So they didn't have that this year, but it still ended up being very stressful. I'll tell you why, because we bought my son an Oculus Quest 2. Now, before everyone goes, oh, must be nice. He actually paid for most of it himself and we just sort of bumped it up and finished it off. And the dog bought him a link cable or something like that. and then some of his birthday money was chipped back in. It was meticulously worked out with a calculator as to what he had to pay for this. Don't get me wrong.
He paid for anyway, equivalent of £300 for a £300.
You know what? I mean, well, we didn't have to take him out anywhere or whatever, so we paid a good chunk of it. But he did pay the lion's share of it, no doubt.
Saving his allowance? Like, does he get an allowance every month? Then, or
he'd been saving money he'd been given. I think he still had some like Christmas money or whatever that he'd put aside for it. So he'd had a good few $100 put aside.
Cool.
Anyway, so I bought him that. I got it for him a couple of weeks ago, or maybe 3 weeks ago when we decided that he was getting it. I was a little bit excited. I was like, okay, I'll go get it right now, which was an absolute blinding move because after I bought it, it sold out everywhere. So I don't know whether I just got lucky and just happened, you know, just by chance I was buying it just before it went crazy, but it sold out everywhere. Mm. So that's good. Anyway, it's his birthday. We gave it to him, very excited. And so VR is in the house. The Oculus Quest. Yeah, it's pretty exciting, you know. And so let me give you a potted history. And because we've been fucking around so much tonight and the whole fucking recording bullshit, right? I'm not going to go into a massive section on it. But suffice to say that I'll give you my potted review of the Oculus Quest 2 is this. It is a phenomenal piece of kit. I'm more excited about getting that and impressed by it than I have been for like a long time with anything else, right? It's really neat. And as a standalone VR experience, because you don't have to plug it into anything. You can take it out of the box and go. Just hook it in, hook it into your Wi-Fi and download some games and you can go. It's really cool.
Okay.
Very, very clever. I'm not going to go into the details of how it all works, but it's very, very clever. And I appreciate that. That being said, I'm not totally sold on the VR experience.
That is every single VR like consumer.
Yeah,
it's a massive. It's a really neat, really cool piece of kit.
You can't quite believe it actually works.
Yeah,
right.
But it wears off quite quickly.
Where's the killer app? That's what I want to know.
Well,
right?
Neil found it. Neil had a What was that? Beat Saber?
Oh, Beat Saber, yeah. It's
pretty
yeah.
awesome.
Now, yeah. So I'm struggling with it a little bit. I find it very tiring to be in there.
It's because you have to move.
I can't handle it after a long walk with the dog. I find it very strainful on my eyes. And so
it's because you don't wear glasses, hour, like I keep telling you.
Oh, my God. You got to, somebody just mute him, will you?
Can't he's recording?
You're probably you might be right on the glasses. I'm going to put the glasses in and see if that makes a difference. Let's not get into a glasses conversation. I know you've got an opinion on my glasses, Wayne. All right. So I find it quite tough. But the other thing is, my kids are playing it though. They're playing it loads. Like my daughter wants to play. But you know what they're playing? My son's been playing Sword and Saber.
No.
Sword and Sorcery, Blade and Sorcery, something like that. Anyway, yeah. So he's been hacking the limbs and heads off people or whatever. He seems to be very into that. I'm not sure what else he's been playing. I need to find out. My daughter, they've both been playing Roblox, of course.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, right. So check this out, right? And that, actually, I haven't even done my, I tell you what, remind me, come back to Roblox. Here's the VR story, right? I'll do the quick rant. So anyway, gave Stan the VR, came back. He's got the link cable so you can link it into the PC, right? Mm. And I come back on the Friday night from work. I said to Stan, like, you know what, look, plug it in. He had trouble. He couldn't plug it in. I said, I'll sort it out when I get home, I promise. Come back. Turns out the link cable is USB-C, which is tiny USB connection.
Yes.
Right. Go to the back of Stan's machine, which I built 2 fucking months ago, right? Is there a USB-C connection on his motherboard? No.
Oops. Oh, no.
So I go to the back of my machine. I'm like, well, that's all right. You can use my machine. Go to the back of my machine. Is there one on the back of my machine? No. Go to the back of his sister's machine. Is there one on the back of his sister's machine? Yes. But this means that we have to re-download everything onto his sister's machine to get her up and to get him up and running.
Yep.
And plus she wants to use her machine, plus this. And I read up and somebody says, you just need an adapter, 3-port USB adapter. I'm like, no problem. I need to put that in air quotes, right?
Because everything else has gone so smoothly.
Oh, my God. So I looked at my son. I went, look, I can go get that, right? I really don't want to go get it. It's going to take me an hour in the dark, to go get this, you know.
And you're going to have to
go. Because I got to travel half an hour to go get it. Whatever.
In LA.
But he just looked at me and he's like, I really want it on my machine. And I'm like, well, it is your birthday, right? You have carte blanche. You can say what you want on your birthday. And I have to just go by that.
It's your birthday. And you can try if you want to.
Yeah. So anyway, I went down to go get it. Long story short, I first started driving to Mississauga, which is not far from here. Well, about half an hour, because they had 5 of them listed in stock. I thought, well, at least if they can't find 2 of the fucking things, I'll get one of them, right? Anyway, I start driving and I go, they should be the other one. Other store is open to 8. This one should be open to 8. I mean, they have offices, they have places all around the country, right? They wouldn't have different closing times, would they? And for some reason, I just thought I should just check that before I'm already driving out of town. And it says, no, we close at 7. So I'm like, okay. So I turn around and I say, well, I have to go to the other one, which is half an hour away, a little bit more now because I've driven the opposite direction. And I start driving there. I get my wife on the phone. I say, check. I'm on my way. Can you just check to make sure they close at 8? Check the corporate website and check Google. None of that rubbish. Just check the corporate website. She says, yeah, they're open till 8. And they only have 2 in stock. I'm like, oh, at least they'll have fucking one of them, won't they? So I go to, I drive all the way there. I go in and I go, I need a USB-C 3.2, USB 3.2 connector, USB-C to A. Guy goes, what do you need it for? I go, my Oculus Link cable. I can't connect. He goes, here you go. Bosh, drops it on the phone. I go, brilliant, mate. Excellent. I go, this isn't the one that I saw on your website. Different brand, but I said, have you got the other one? They go, they find it. They go, oh, you know what? I'm going to take both of them just in case one of them doesn't work. So I get in my car and I'm driving back home. And by this point, it's about 7:45. And I'm like, finally, I got success. I'm on my way home. And then I realize I'm just thinking about the adapter in my head as I'm driving back. I go, that's fucking male to female. I need female to male. Oh my God. And I just jam it left at the next lights and I'm hammering it back to the store before they shut at 8, right? And I get back and I go, this is not the one I wanted. This is not the one I wanted. I walked out of here with my chest held high like cock a fucking doodle do. And this isn't the one I wanted. Now I've come back and I look like a fool because this isn't the one I wanted, right? So, oh my God. And guess what? They can't find the one that I needed. No sign of it anywhere in the store. I'm like, you fucking cunts. So I go home. I'm like, phone my son on the way home. I'm like, dude, I couldn't find it. I'm really sorry. I tried. So start downloading all the stuff to your sister's computer, right? I get back.
On the phone to Maddie, emergency.
Yeah, it is emergency, Madeline. You got to give up your PC for the night, but whatever. That's my
You know when you were using Stan's PC all the time? you got to return a favor.
But no, there was no bargaining at all. It was just like, this is happening and you're on board with it, right?
This is the situation.
Yeah, this is happening. So anyway, we finally got it set up. It was a fucking ball ache. You got to like... approve Steam VR. I don't can't even remember whether we needed Steam. Oh yeah, Steam VR. You have to go to the Oculus to. Suffice to say, don't forget. Okay, and he wanted to stream it on Discord to his friends. Ugh. I can tell you by the end of the night. About 11 o'clock, I went up to my wife was in bed. I went up and I nearly collapsed on the bed. I'm like, I can't. I'm just done. Like, if I have to put in another password or anything, like, I'm gonna lose my mind. Right?
That's when she said, "You haven't taken the dog for a walk."
No, I think she covered that. And I went back down, and I was like, it got to midnight, and I was finally like, dude. I'm not saying you can't stay up for any, I got him into Roblox and he was playing with his friend. But I got it all set up and he starts laughing and having a wild time, right? So brilliant. Mission accomplished. The Roblox game is really interesting. It was really interesting that was the most fun that he was having. And my daughter keeps wanting to play it as well. So basically that one, all the Roblox players, normal Roblox players are running around in a world. But if you have VR, you are a giant god in the sky with hands and you get to pick up people and you can throw them around and stuff and your friends can like whatever. So okay. They're just having a wild time, right? The kids love it. So, we did that. And then so Saturday was Halloween and Sunday was my daughter's birthday. And so she's pulling out also. She's like, well, I want to do this. I bought her a new headset. I had to set that up, which actually wasn't too bad.
New headset.
So you bought her a Quest 2 as well?
No, God, no. So she got a Corsair HS70 Pro wireless headset. Mike and whatever. And, but there was more of the VR stuff. There was more setting up. Oh, no, that was it. Saturday night, she wanted to do her birthday on Saturday night because it was Sunday. Her birthday was Sunday and she has school the next day, right? So Saturday night, it was like, well, I want to play VR. I want to do this. And so I'm putting the VR onto her machine again. I'd already moved it back to Stan's machine, right? And done all the tech support on that again. And then I had to do it all for her on Saturday night until I was like practically in tears at midnight on Saturday night. Like, please, you have to let me go to bed, right? I can't do this anymore. I've basically curated kids' parties for 48 hours. I'm just destroyed, right? Oh man, fuck my life. It was great. Like it's good, but it really did just batter me into the ground. So that's the story. On the Oculus side, it's cool. I don't know. Do we have to go on about this? I'll tell you what I bought Half-Life Alyx. I refunded it today.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Because I played it and it was amazing. But after half an hour of playing it, I was like, okay, that's pretty amazing, but I'm really struggling to enjoy this. Like, I'd like to just be gaming. Like, it just feels like it's really clever and really neat, but it's like walking through fucking treacle to do anything. You know, it's just not easy. It's not easy. Now, maybe some people find it easier. Neil will crack a joke about me being old and having no eyesight. You know, whatever's coming, I can take. I did sit down the other day and I played like a game called Bait where I was throwing a fishing rod out and stuff like that. Again, it was neat, right? But I don't know. I'm eyeing up a couple of things. I'm eyeing up VTOL, which is a flying game. I'd really like to try that.
Have they not done the Microsoft Flight Simulator in VR yet?
Dude, really my PC will explode in a ball of flames if I try and do it. No way am I doing that. No,
that's going to be amazing, though.
It will be amazing for sure, and that I could really get into. But it's got to be easier on the eyes. I don't know. Maybe that's the real problem. I just find it too uncomfortable. So well, I don't know.
Try wearing glass. Actually, the Oculus Quest 2 apparently is all right with glasses because you get a little spacer, don't you?
That's right. Yeah. So I will try that, and I'll let you know. So.
You have to wear proper glasses, though. None of your reading glasses,
bollocks. Yeah, all right.
I found I got really motion sick from.
Right.
That's what stopped me.
The worst. Yeah. Have you downloaded the space station thing?
No.
There's a thing on Oculus, which is the space, and that made me feel really fucking weird.
Yeah. But it wasn't only that. Like, I think all of them to some degree made me feel like seasick.
I'll tell you what is really good is driving games are really good because you are sitting down, you are not moving in, and you are moving obviously in the game, but in real life you would be sitting in a chair, so it doesn't feel weird.
Dangerous was a really good game for VR.
Yeah. Right. Well, I'm not done with it yet by any means. Okay, so we'll see. I watch this space. I don't know what's coming next. I need a killer app.
Beat Saber as well.
Maybe we might get that too. That's all I'm going to talk about. I think that's me pretty much done. So I don't know if you guys want to crack on with what you've been playing.
Well,
Neil.
Well, you were there for some of this, so. Obviously, we've been playing Valorant, as you said. Don't know. Do we really want to talk about any more of that? Don't know what else. There's nothing really new to say other than.
I think the only thing I want to say on Valorant is friend of the show, Gary DeFelici, just texted me and said he's got it. So again, and we played with some. We're actually been playing with three people who work for Riot, right?
Yeah.
Which has been interesting. Two guys from Riot just joined us this week to play.
One of them's definitely young because he's clearly learning rather rapidly.
Oh yeah, for sure. You know, but again, it's padded us out so that we have five people. We've had five people for a couple of nights in a row, and that makes a big difference. Even though we lost all the games, but we were rough, right? New players playing with new people. We have work to do, right?
But I'll say about the game we had the other night, where there was five of us. We were losing quite comprehensively, about 8-3, and we pulled it back and we pulled back a win, and that did feel very good.
Yeah,
when we did that. And
I counter that story multiple times.
But I think that's what I like. I'm beginning to like about it. Like Arnie won't play unless we have five of us. He sort of categorically said he doesn't like playing unless there's all five of us. And I really like that. I think it's the same. Was that the game? Were we on Icebox or something? We played a game anyway. I think it's maybe the same one, Dave. I'm not sure. But we just, I think we were, no, I don't think it was a different game. We were in the death throes of losing. Right. And we just sort of just took a deep breath. I just felt like the whole team, look, just take a deep breath. Just hold up. Just take it easy. Let them come to us. And we just out a couple of end wins that were enough to take it. You know, we just like, just settle down, everyone. Stop getting panicky. Right?
Yeah.
You know?
We're playing Haven, the one that I was thinking about. And yeah, it was literally like, no, just sit back. Like it's their game to lose. Just wait for them, pick them off, like one at a time, and then we can evaluate. But yeah, it's like they were in the rushing phase where we're just gonna win this. We're just gonna rush forward, try and get as many kills as we can. We're like, sit back, like take them out, and you know we'll take it slow and we'll evaluate where we need to be once. The ball's in our court and we can move forward. But yeah, it was up until that point, it was like, you know, we'll push in, or, you know, we'll peek in corners, we'll try to take the early lead. And, you know, if we sit back and let them make the mistakes, let them take the risks, you know, it's once you get down to like 5-3 or 4-2, you know, we're massively outnumbering them. So we can just push in a direction and just overwhelm them with just numbers.
Yeah. It's far, far more interesting when you start to understand how tactical it is.
Mm.
It's so tactical with every player and all their abilities and coordinating everyone and stuff like that. I'm really really, really beginning to appreciate it, I think.
Yeah,
it's very clever.
Hence why I only play like one or two characters.
I play really either what you're doing.
Sage, either, but nobody else wants to be, because, you know, but the problem with me is I go into firefights too early, like, and I get killed too easily.
Yeah.
Or too quickly.
There's a lot of, I've said this to a lot of people, there's a lot of unlearning you have to do. Like, you know, like Matt played it way more than we did, and he was a lot of the stuff he just shouted at us, but, you know, it's just like, you guys need to stop pushing. Stop pushing. Yeah. He was always saying that. And he's so fucking right. But it's very difficult not to push when you've grown up on Call of Duty and Halo, and you're just like, let's go, come on, kick the door down and go.
Try and 1v1 everyone.
And it really punishes you, right? It really punishes you. So, yeah, it's good. It's good.
You know? Yes, it continues to be good, challenging, and frustrating at times.
Yeah, and good fun to play with everyone. Yeah, so anyway, the message was for Gary, right? You need to understand it's fucking hard, right? And it's... You know, maybe some people maybe can go solo and understand it and play, but it's really the gold is playing with us, right?
Yes.
I think.
Oh, yeah.
You know, or playing with friends, so make sure you come and play with us. We'll get him on board. I think he's doing Extra Life this week, so.
Well, he might be maybe jumping in over the weekend.
I know
maybe.
He's doing Extra Life this weekend, so, yeah.
Cool.
It's not me, is it? Go on.
Okay, awesome. I dabbled a little bit more with New Super Lucky's Tale. I think I played it on my phone via xCloud, which has got touch controls, so you don't need a controller. Works all right. It's still not as good as playing it on a console with your controller.
Is the game any good?
The game's all right. It's not amazing. It's not going to blow you away. It's not going to blow your mind, but it's not shit. It's good. It's all right.
Yeah, okay.
It's a decent platformer, 3D platformer.
I think I'm going to go back to it.
Definitely better than the old ukulele, like I said. Had a quick blast on State of Decay 2. There was a quest, 25 points or whatever. I need to kill all those zombies.
I knew it.
it was Halloween. I needed something that was slightly horror-y, but, you know, wasn't completely going to shit me up. But yes, that's all right. I kind of like it. I'm not really doing much in it, just fucking around and killing zombies and meeting some people and trading some shit and whatever. Just keep dabbling in and out every now and again. It's all right. Then I played a load of Hades the other week. Haven't played it for over a week now, but still an awesome game. And I got to beat... Oh, did I beat the third boss or did I die a third? I can't remember. I died at the next boss that I hadn't beaten before. Because obviously I don't know any of the mechanics. And I'd managed to beat, I think it was the second boss, and I was quite pretty happy because of the way I'd played it. I'd got some really nice power-ups and everything, and then played it quite clever. And then I got all the way to the third boss and didn't have a fucking clue what it was going to do and just got destroyed within seconds. I was like, fuck. As is the way with the roguelikes. But yeah, that's still an awesome game. I can't believe, I don't know how many runs it takes most people to get like an all the way through run, but I think I'm just not that good. Maybe I don't know when. I think there's like 8 bosses or something. So I'm like, oh man, that's a lot. I've unlocked the second. I think it's the second from last weapon. Anyway, there's one more that I haven't unlocked on the current sort of available slots. I had these like gauntlets, which were fucking awesome. Obviously, it involves getting up close with people, but yeah, they were pretty cool. Like flying around, upcutting people, and just punching the shit out of them. It's a bit like God of War with your upgrades, isn't it? Remember, like the old God of War games, where you get like,
oh, yeah,
you get some new weapon and go, well, it just completely changes the way you play the game, basically, for the next hour or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's similar in that way, but I believe the next weapon I unlock is a gun or something. Maybe
does it scratch like a God of War itch? This game,
I don't know. I haven't played the latest one, but old school ones. Yeah, it's like a not. It's, you can just button mash, I guess, in the old ones, can't you? But if you kind of concentrate a bit more on what you're doing, you like you get rewarded for like timing your attacks a lot more. So,
yeah.
I guess it's similar in like the term in the sort of mythology, isn't it? But is he Roman or what? I can't remember now. Or was he sort of Greek?
It's Greek, isn't it?
Yeah, so it's all Greek gods and stuff. So, Hades and everything. So the aesthetic's really nice. It's still one of the best types of those games that I've played. So it's still a recommend. It was, you could get it for a fiver if you had a coupon the other week on Epic, but that's all run out now. So then a couple of weeks back, we played a load of Sea of Thieves, which was a crack for a while.
Yeah, it was. I didn't forget about that. Yeah, we did. That was.
That
was a laugh. That was a good laugh, actually.
That was the thing with it, isn't it? It's like, well, there is more than there's ever been to do in that game. A lot of the stuff we were doing was still the stuff that was there at the beginning. Like, you get your treasure maps, and off you try and find the, get to this right place, gives you more clues, and then you have to go and find the treasure boxes or whatever. We made an alliance with some random people the other week, didn't we? They sort of like, do you want to be an alliance? We didn't have a fucking clue what we were doing. So,
sure, why not?
But they traded in a load of our chests. We got loads of gold, and so it was good. didn't really have any fights with other people, did we?
No, I found it, but I think that was coming, wasn't it? Mm. I mean, it seemed like we'd done quite a few searches for gold and stuff and run back and got money, and then we sort of realized, what are we really getting out of this? And Matt was itching to fight people, wasn't he? I think.
Yeah, so, I just think we haven't really scratched the surface, I don't think, of what there is. We haven't attempted any of the fort type places or the skeleton forts, and we did see
it made a nice change where we would be playing maybe Valorant or something, which was pretty hardcore. You know, Valorant is hardcore, PUBG or whatever, you know, but it like, I think I spoke to Matt one, and he's like, what do you want to do? And I was like, dude, I'm destroyed, like I'm really tired, like can we just go for a sail on the seas?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, for sure. And we jumped on, and I really, really like the way that boat mechanic is really good.
Teamwork when you're on a big boat, particularly.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you can get it, I don't think we really ever did get it down to a fine art, but when you're all like running around from sail to sail and all that sort of shit, and you're pulling off fucking like handbrake turns in battles and stuff like that, which is possible, which we didn't really get to. But yeah, it's like I say, there's more than ever there's been to do in that game, and it was all right when it first came out, but there wasn't a lot to do. And now it's quite a lot of fun if you're with a few people, particularly.
Yeah. Sorry, I got distracted there because Gary
DeFleet, I've just seen that as well.
Real Defoe has just dropped a note in one of our other chats, and that's the same noise it's been making when Craig is about to disconnect. So my heart was dropping out there, but Craig is still hanging on for this fifth time or whatever. We're trying to record this. So anyway, sorry, I got a little bit distracted there. God, curse you, Defoe. Bless you.
Did you want to mention what he said? Did you want to mention what he said while we're here talking about it?
No, I want to punish him for making. What does he got here?
Well, it's just basically adding. Go on.
Go on, you read it.
Oh, you read it.
You read it.
You're the reader.
Oh, looks like we got ourselves a reader. Hey all, tomorrow is game day, and for the ninth year, I'll be playing video games for 24 hours. I'll be streaming on Twitch and on Facebook. Feel free to swing by and say hi, and maybe we'll be able to play something together too. So you can find him on twitch.tv/TheRealDefoe. So anyway, I'm going to hook up with Greg DeLacy and Defoe tomorrow to do some gaming. I don't know who else is doing it.
Usual crowd, I assume.
Maybe the usual crowd, yeah. Some not, some new ones. Yeah. Hopefully we'll find out. So,
cool.
Okay.
Right. So, isn't it? I got two games left. So I have had a game in my Steam library for just over 3 years. I bought it when it was early access, and the game was called Formula Fusion. When it was first launched, it had a name change, and it's now called Pacer, which is a shitter name, in my opinion. But the game is a shitloads better than it was, because when it was in early access, it was a bit of a nightmare. Quite buggy. And it's basically Wipeout from the old PlayStation games. The people who made the original Wipeout, I believe, are the ones making this game. It's got the old Designers Republic on board, who did a lot of the art for the first, well, all the Wipeout games, as far as I know. So aesthetically, it looks very quite Wipeout-y. Fucking similar.
Right, okay, I didn't realise that. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, so I was obviously interested from way back when it was forming a fusion, because it was, you know, the pedigree of the people involved, and like I say, there was a bare bones of a game there that was decent, but it was really buggy. It's still not it's not going to be, if you had a new Wipeout game, it's not up to that sort of standard of presentation and stuff like that. But the gameplay now is there, and it feels pretty fucking good, and the tracks are really nice that I've played so far. There's kind of loads of customization for your crafts. There's a load more flexibility in your weapon design. Now you have the choice of, you can choose two weapons for each gypsy one now, and out of a pool of say 10, whereas you used to pick up different color power-ups, they were wiped out, didn't you? And it used to give you a different weapon, like a missile or a rockets or whatever. Now you basically choose beforehand, you get two weapons for each ship, and you can pick up mines or put like one side of your weapon and a missile or whatever. There's fucking loads of different types now.
It's totally Wipeout, isn't it?
It is, but like I said, it's the people who made it, the Designers Republic, who did all the art style, all the sort of ship designs, like the advertising stuff, hoardings and shit like that. It is totally Wipeout. The music is obviously not the same. It's not all, I mean, there are a few tracks I had to, because I was streaming it. There was a thing saying, if you're streaming and these tracks are playing, you'll get a copyright strike, basically, and it'll just be muted the whole time. So you can go through the music list and turn a load of stuff off. You can't just click a button, say streamer mode or whatever, and it just turns them all off automatically. You just have to do it all manually. But the music that is there, there's quite a lot of, and it's all right. It's pretty decent. Like I say, it's not going to be, you're not getting the Firestarter instrumental like you did on the old days and stuff like that, but it's techno-y type music. It fits the aesthetic, and I've had quite a lot of fun playing it. And if anything, actually, it's quite a lot easier than I found Wipeout in the most recent years. The last Wipeout I played on PS4 was basically a mishmash of the old PS3 and Vita games all together, I believe. That's the last one I've played, right? Anyway. And they were okay, but they weren't, I didn't find them as fun as the old Wipeouts that I did. But this definitely I've enjoyed a lot. And if you do like Wipeout, I don't know how much it is now, to be honest. It's not mega bucks. I think it's £30.
£30.
Thereabouts,
yep.
Yeah. I can recommend it. It's, like I said, it's not dead easy, like super polished in the menus, basically. But the actual tracks and the gameplay is definitely worth that. Definitely awesome.
Cool. I'd heard you talking about it loads, and I mean, obviously you talked about it when you were Twitch streaming and stuff like that, but I'd never actually looked at it. I just thought it was a racing game, just a car racing game.
That's good.
Yeah, it looks cool.
If you liked Wipeout, definitely worth a look. At least check out my VOD on Twitch.
Check it out.
And then I'm going to have a drink now.
Oh, wait, you want some time?
I bought a game, added to my pile, because I had an Epic voucher burning a hole in my pocket of £10. And I was kept looking at the sale, thinking and it ran out on the 1st of November, basically. So I was like, kind of, if I'm going to buy something, it needs to be before then. And I'd ummed and ahed about three or four games. I had the Jedi game on my light list, and I was looking at that because it was half price, and a tenner off would have been about £15, £16, something like that. I was like, definitely want to play that. But I was thinking, if I do that, I'll just get a month of EA Access, whatever it's called, and play it through that. Excuse me. And there's a couple of other games I was looking at. I can't remember them now. So I obviously wasn't that interested. But in the end, I punted for Red Dead Redemption 2 because it was on sale and your tenner off got it for £26. Which I thought was pretty decent value. And so far, I've probably had £26 worth already. I played that quite a lot. I played it on the Xbox, talked about it. Did I talk about it 2 weeks ago, the last week we were talking about it? It's fairly recently. Because it was on Game Pass briefly. No, I'd only mentioned it in passing. Yes, I don't remember. Maybe I talked about it offline. I can't remember. But
I can't remember. I think we were talking about it offline.
I definitely played it on the Xbox One when it was on Game Pass. And I was like, yeah, it was great. It looked great. Made my Xbox One look good. But the shooting was shit. And I thought I'd probably want to play it on PC if I was going to play it anyway. So I bought it. And I've played it a lot. Because I thought the shooting was shit because I was using a controller. Turns out it was the frame rate. I think because I've been playing it on a controller on my PC and not having a problem at all. Okay. Playing that with controller. Or maybe I just amped up the aim assist. Aim assist was already set to max. When I went into the settings, it was like, oh, aim assist really high. So maybe that was the thing. I don't know. Well, I feel like it's playing a lot smoother on my PC than it was on the Xbox, unsurprisingly. Looks awesome. I feel like I'm still in the tutorial phase of the game. But I've put in, I don't know how many hours and I don't know what else, or how many things I've done. I've just done a load of, what do you call it, debt collecting. And I'm just sort of plugging away through the story. I can't really add much to the people who've given it all the plaudits over the past. I bought myself a new horse. I had the option of two horses. I had to pay $15 or $150 for a horse. And I was like,
how much?
I'm paying $15 for the shit horse. I don't really.
Greedy horse.
I don't know why I wanted to change the horse that I had, but I had to progress the story. It was like, buy a horse. I was like, I don't really want to buy that horse. Because I don't want the expensive one because it doesn't feel like it's that worth it. And the cheap one, shit. So I bought the cheap one anyway. And I'm running around on a shit horse, which is tiny compared to what it is. It's not a donkey or anything, but it's like a female. What do you call a female horse? They've got a filly, fillies, aren't they?
A mare.
No. I guess. A mare is like a horse that's given birth, I believe, possibly. And a filly is like a a horse that's female but hasn't given birth.
This could be an absolutely tangent, couldn't it?
Yeah, anyway. So I bought a little filly horse. It's tiny, but it's quite quick. And they kept coming up with this thing, like a brush, but it was red. And I was like, I haven't got a fucking brush, because you can pat the horses and stuff like that, and you gain a bond with your horse the more you ride it and the more, you know, give it a pat, give it a brush, look after it. Get a bond with the horse and it improves the horse. It's like, you know, sticking a turbo in your fucking Ferrari version or whatever it is in GTA. but I couldn't have this brush. I didn't have a brush. And I kept going to the shops and I couldn't ever find a brush to buy. And then I get to a point in the story where it's like, go and see this guy at the stable, which is where I'd got to, like, buy the horse. I was like, oh. And he's like, once you buy the horse, it's like, oh, yeah, and I'll give you this brush. I was like, oh, right, that's where you get the brush from then, is it? So I had to progress so far. Like I say, this is why it feels like I'm still in a tutorial phase and I've put in about 20 hours already. So I just, like I say, I'm going to be playing that, I feel like, for a while. It's kind of, I haven't really just done that open world stuff where, I always get sucked in on GTA. I get to play a load of the story and then all I end up doing is fucking around doing shit. Which you can still do in Red Dead, but obviously you're a cowboy. And it's like, yeah, I went on a mission. I had to kill a bear, but I didn't kill the bear. I don't think we were supposed to kill the bear. But it's like an introduction to the hunting. And then there's like an introduction to this. And I've done this so much stuff to do. And like I said, I think I've barely scratched the surface after however many hours. I don't know what next thing I've got to learn is. I cannot fault it. I feel a lot of people complained about how you had to hold a button down to do this and hold a button. I've not really found that a problem, to be honest, so far. It's not pissed me off. But, yeah, I'm enjoying the whole being a cowboy bit. I did pop online to do the tutorial for online. So I've got some Twitch Prime stuff that I can claim. So, I might play a bit of online, but it would be fun. It's one of them games, like I said, if you was running around with a load of you together, that would have been quite fun. But
so what are you doing when you're in line with others?
I haven't done a lot. I haven't encountered any other people because I'm still doing like the tutorial for online. There's like a whole campaign that's separate from the main story. You have to get, I assume, so far through that before it lets everyone else come in line and just murder you repeatedly, like you did in the first game, which is why I played it for about 10 minutes going, this is shit. But yes, it's an extremely high-quality game with an arc set. I've not really even started it, I don't think, but despite putting quite a lot of time into it. That'll probably be me talking about that for about the next 3 months at least. Unless I get really fed up. And that's basically all I've been playing.
Okay. That's a big one.
Mm.
Who are misses?
Hmm.
Dave?
I've not had a lot of chance to play games recently, to be honest. I've been playing more Stationeers. I have been expanding a base where I've been harvesting the exhaust from smelting different ores and temperature controlling a greenhouse and doing the logic circuits to only release gas at a certain temperature and only do the melting when I have the resources available. Yeah, it's been a lot of busy work. But I actually haven't, apart from the odd Valorant game, I haven't actually been playing much over the last 2 weeks. It's all been puppy related and getting ready and setting up the house, i.e. putting some spotlights up in the garden. Cable tidying. I'm doing lots of cable tidying around the house.
Mate. Well, it's never ending, right? That's the thing. And my dog this week, he barfed up a sock in the morning and shit out a sock at night. So thought we were over that, but we're not.
You don't realize the amount of stuff around your house that is just like, yeah, it's
mate. It's like having a kid again, right? You gotta baby-proof the whole place, and just
pretty much.
I don't remember my kid shitting out a sock.
Shitting in a sock.
So it's to be honest, a lot of it. It's just been a lot of. We had a lot of houseplants around, like cactuses and like succulents, just randomly dotted around in plant bots around the house. seemed like a really good idea. Having a puppy around, I was like, no, just got to find places for them. And yeah.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah.
No. All right. So next week, Neil's going to be talking to us about Red Dead, and we're going to be talking about dogs.
Yeah. Well, that's Dags. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Dags. Yeah. We know where it's at. So, okay. All right. Well, Neil, why don't you give us the news and then we'll wrap her up.
Right. Well, are we talking about PS5 and Xbox Series X's reviews?
Ugh, can we skip that?
Well, the reviews are out there now. General gist of it is the PS5 is great. The Xbox Series X is great. PS5's got a couple of exclusive games. The Xbox Series X, you can play every game everywhere else. It was basically the gist of what I read.
It's pretty much what we knew already.
Yeah. In related news, Phil Spencer confirms all first-party Xbox Series X games are going to be on PC. Mm-hmm. And I assume Xbox One and Android. Like, streaming. As they convert all of their stuff on cloud to Series X.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, I could easily go into a big discussion about all this. I just have not got the energy.
It's been a long night already.
It's
all right. That was me.
Oh, Dave. What? Oh, my God. He's just giving me the heart attack that Defo gave me. What are you doing?
What happened then?
Oh, well, at least it wasn't Craig. It was you. Okay.
I clicked on the wrong thing. I just need to pop away for 1 second.
Okay. Dog's probably eating a cactus or something. all right. Well, look, let's crack on about this. And by the time he comes back, we're ready to go. I can't take it. My heart can't take it.
Discord just moved. I was like, what's going on? Excuse me. Bit of old news, really. It was just before, like, that we would have normally recorded in a week last time. Netflix is making an Assassin's Creed show.
Okay.
Did you watch the movie?
No.
Me neither. Maybe the series will be better, though. Did you watch that? What was it called? Black Sails?
No.
It was a pirate thing. I guess it depends what they do with Assassin's Creed, really. They could go, like, they could go anywhere, couldn't they, really?
Yeah, make for it. Sure.
There's like the world is their oyster, I guess.
It's got to be Ezio, right? Oh, isn't that the main guy? Is he in everyone?
Well, he was sort of, I don't really know who was in the first game, to be honest, because I never played the first one. But Ezio was Assassin's Creed 2, definitely, wasn't he? Was he in 1 as well?
I'm not an Assassin's Creed fan by any means.
I mean, played all the games, probably, and think it could make a pretty good TV show. Whether it does or not is another matter.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, like, it could make a very good TV show, but then it's just still another TV show, which, am I going to like it? Probably not.
Well, depends. If it's good, you might. There's like all that.
I'll tell you what, I did watch this
like
week,
the current
actually,
day stuff and all that shit, and they could, you know, they could make it interesting.
They could, but they won't. It'll be shit, right? But I'll tell you what I did watch this week, which was something called like The Tomb of Saqqara, which is like on Netflix. Like, it's a big documentary about these guys excavating a tomb that they find in Egypt. It's 2 hours long and it's really, really good. Really good. Right. I mean, I really enjoyed it. Right? It was just a really good, interesting watch. So definitely recommend that.
Okay.
I forgot to mention it because it's just not ongoing. But yeah, it was really good.
Cool. I'll have to check that out.
Is that a Netflix thing, is it?
Worldwide
Netflix. Yeah, I gotta find the name of it properly. But yeah, it was cool. So screw your Assassin's Creed. What was it? Tomb of Saqqara, Saqqara.
Right.
Yeah, it was really neat.
Cool. We'll have to check that out.
Or it's called Secrets of the Saqqara Tomb, I think. I don't know.
What oh, Christ almighty, make your mind up.
Oh, my God. S-A-Q-Q. That's all you need to type into the
S-A-Q-Q. That's the SEO for it, isn't it? I'll use the buzzword there. Or letters. Acronym. Anyway. Some news from earlier on this evening. Take-Two, heard of them? Mentioned a couple of their games earlier today.
Yeah.
In talks to acquire Codemasters for nearly $1
billion. $1 billion.
Quite a lot of money for Codemasters.
Yeah, I was going to say that's
I guess I they have the F1.
Overvaluing the...
F1 and Dirt are the two biggies, but they did buy Slightly Mad relatively recently.
Codemasters, weren't they? People. Red Alert?
Command and Conquer? That's EA, yeah.
Was it?
Mm. Codemasters was Micro Machines, was it? Way back, was that Micro Machines, Codemasters? It's definitely now, it's basically they're driving games now. It's like F1 and Dirt are the two biggies. In fact, yeah, I can't remember now. I'm sure Codemasters used to do Micro Machines way back, but anyway. That seems a lot of money for Codemasters, anyway. But maybe the F1 franchise is worth a shitload of money. But it's not definite. It's only they've only got until 5th of December or something to decide whether, because they're both UK companies. I did not know this.
Yes.
Yeah, I knew Codemasters. I knew Codemasters was UK, but I thought Take Two was I'm thinking of 2K possibly. Too many twos.
I think Codemasters is based near, well, is near Milton Keynes actually.
Are they Leamington?
Codemasters, yeah, for some reason, I thought was in Scotland, but I don't know why.
It's because Colin McRae.
Nobody's fucking up there.
Okay, it's Colin Nobody's McRae. They done the Colin McRae games.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, yeah. Maybe.
No, maybe that's the Scots connection.
505 yeah. Games is the people, their publisher that's in Milton Keynes. They publish shitloads of games. That's definitely Milton
Keynes. They did a Sensible World of Soccer.
Codemasters.
Yeah.
Did they really? Yeah. That must have been a publishing job, because that was Sensible Soft, wasn't it? Weren't they called Sensible Soft?
Yeah. Something like that? Well, we were Codemasters. They were definitely publishers, weren't they?
Way back.
Yeah.
Sensible was, what's his name? Oh, fuck. He's an old school, like, Amiga guy, isn't he? Probably before that as well. Anyway. Last little bit of news. Well, I was going to say tomorrow, but it's today now. 7th of November, which is a thing for some people. It's
it's 7th day. That's what it is.
It's not tomorrow for us. It's Mass Effect Day. So there's some teasing, some awesome news for Mass Effect fans tomorrow, which is probably going to be massively underwhelming by the time it turns out to be news. Nice. Possible trilogy remaster. Maybe a new game.
It's going to be a reboot, innit?
You think?
No, it's going to be a reboot. Remaster? Yeah, they're going to redo one again with decent
control. Oh, I'm doing one at a time and take forever over it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, just calling it like... nobody wants a reboot.
Well, maybe it's just going to be something really fucking lame. Like, yeah, it now runs at 120 frames per second on Xbox Series X and PlayStation 5 or something like that.
No, they're going to do a remaster of... one for the Xbox Series X and PlayStation 5. Come on, where's you've got a new console, like they're gonna redo the whole series in like 2 or 3 years. Well, they're gonna do 1, 2, and 3. Maybe they'll trickle do the whole
out.
Thing.
Do you reckon they'll all come out at once or trickle them out one at a time?
But it's not gonna be a continuation of the series. It'll be a remaster.
Or maybe they could do a completely
new thing. Yeah, maybe we could do an alternative.
Andromeda I feel like it's got a mixed bag of reviews. Andromeda, I know a lot of people kind of really enjoyed it, but it wasn't. It's like, you know, when Halo went off a bit of a tangent and it wasn't all about Master Chief. Everyone hated it.
Yeah.
So, I played a bit of Mass Effect 1, but it was like relatively recently, so it just plays like shit nowadays compared to probably what it was like when you first played it back in the day. So it's
they might do a prequel, you know. I can't see how they've hidden something if they did a prequel that well, because we would have had leaks about it already.
Yeah, thought so.
Yeah.
Well, they've been pretty good, I think, about keeping things under wraps, to be fair.
Mm. So yeah, it might, you know, they might focus down one or two of the lines of of the either main characters, or I don't know, just the universe.
I feel like it's going to be a remaster, isn't it? Is the main thing. A remake. But you never know. Could be something more exciting than that.
Mm.
And that's the news, as far as I could be asked.
Wonderful.
Cool.
Okay. I'll take that. Craig has held out. Our buddy Craig has held out for the final recording. I think that means we're divided into 5 sections. God knows what this is going to sound like when I put it together. It was one of those days, you know, when you're so fucking exhausted and tired and you're just like, if there was a day that I really didn't need this.
This is why we didn't record last week.
I'm going to let you into a secret. I'm recording again tomorrow night.
Ooh. I think I know about this.
Did you see the tweet?
I saw you tweeting.
Procedural generated podcast.
You just can't get enough for the minute. You proper slag.
Yeah, you know, they say. Well, I saw the tweet from Tony and he said, oh, you know what? Our host isn't around. So if anybody would like if anyone wants to come on the show, we could use like. And I was just like, you know what? I haven't done that for ages. I'm going to just fucking do it. And as soon as I sent it, said, yeah, I'll do it. I was like, what the fuck did you do that for? And you know why? Because that's the way to do stuff, right?
If you stop and think.
Once you start thinking about something.
If you think too much about it, you never get shit done, right? Yeah, it's like when I did a parachute jump. The guys were like, yeah, do you want to do a parachute jump? I'm like, no, but here's my fucking money. And then like 5 minutes later, I'm like, why have I paid them for that? I don't know.
I did it, right? Oh, yeah. Oh,
so anyway, and I figure it's a good opportunity to meet someone new. You never know what will come out of it and all that sort of stuff. So I'll report back.
Indeed.
So I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, so that'll be good. So.
Is that another podcast I'm going to have to subscribe to now?
But as far as I could see, and I got to have this discussion, I could only find them on YouTube. I couldn't find them on my podcast app.
Ooh.
So I need to have a word with them about that.
Signed up. They're not from Nigeria, are they?
I don't know. Maybe worse. Where's my bank account so dry?
I don't know. Maybe we could subscribe out our SEOs and, you know, our ways of getting onto our different services to them, and
have you told them about
management of them? And
have you told them about Craig?
Podcast managers, yeah, because nothing's going to sell our management style like this episode.
The most randomly leveled mishmash of different.
Well,
anyway, if you've got this far, thank you very much for sticking with us.
assuming this actually turns out to be an episode,
yeah. Right, and if not, it will be, you know, perfectly level tomorrow when we re-record the whole thing.
When we redo it. Yeah. All right, okay, well, that's a perfect wrap up, Dave. Thank you very much for doing that. I think that's pretty much it. So God, let's get out of here. I'm done.
All right,
it's been a
thank
pleasure,
you very
guys.
Much. Yeah, as usual it is, and we'll catch
cheers
up with you next week.
Cheers to everyone who's written in as ever, and thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.